USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is set to hit the campaign trail for the first time since becoming commander-in-chief. On Friday, Biden will stump for former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. Biden and McAuliffe, who have been friends for over 40 years, will appear together in Democrat stronghold Arlington, Virginia. Republican Glenn Youngkin tells supporters that a victory for him in Virginia's governor race would send a shockwave across the country. The bootleg fire in Oregon has destroyed an area half the size of Rhode Island. It was reported Thursday 40% of the fire was surrounded after burning some 70 homes, mainly cabins. At least 2,000 homes were ordered evacuated at some point during the fire, and an additional 5,000 were threatened. When the pandemic shut down sporting events to people in the stands, television networks canned artificial sounds into the video feeds. NBC has announced it does not plan on adding additional crowd noises to the Olympic Games and will air them as they actually sound during the competitions. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.